Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International and welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, the program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Mara and Auntie Karecha Abraham will be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Well, it certainly feels good to be back after 2 weeks. Yes, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukr alhamdulillah. It is really very nice to be back again on air.
Yes, alhamdulillah. How was your Eid, Auntie Karecha?
Alhamdulillah, it was very, very nice. Although it was a bit hectic, but that's part of life.
Yes, Eid is always very hectic. Mm-hmm. It is a really hectic Eid, but alhamdulillah, very much enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, what you can look forward to in today's program, we're going to commence with a health segment. And it's home remedies for mouth ulcers. We'll be sharing with you some home remedies and advices for that. Then our homemaking and cooking segment is combined. And you know what's different about today's program is we got no recipes. We're not going to be sharing any recipes. We're giving the recipes a bit of a break. But we're going to be asking you to call in and tell us how did you prepare your kurbani meat? What types of marination and recipes did you use? You know, did you cook up the kalichi at the same time? How did you cook it? How did you marinate it? What spice did you use? You know, some people even have the tongue. They actually have to marinate it. I think they have to leave it for a while. We'll talk about that later on in the program. And then also, you know, many of the hujjaj, some of the hujjaj has returned. Some of them are still going to be returning. So what types of food do you prepare for the hujjaj when they arrive from the blessed journey? So what types of foods do you prepare for the hujjaj when they return from Hajj? And you can interact with us on to come live on the program. It's 011-854-1548. To SMS or WhatsApp, it's 082-565-8648. And also follow me on Instagram, Amara_Mullah. Let's begin today's program with home remedies for mouth ulcers. Now, mouth ulcers refer to a small white spot on the cheek, the tongue or cluster on the inner side of the lip known as canker sores. In severe cases, the person is not able to eat or drink anything. It's quite painful. It, you know, even if you have a bit of salt, anything, it sort of just burns it.
Mm-hmm, it does.
Mm. Especially if you have fever, can give you a lot of mouth ulcers as
yes,
well.
Yes.
With the flu that goes around these days, I think the first thing you can notice is with the fever
blisters.
Mm-hmm. Eat plenty of salad with raw onions. Onions contain sulfur and have healing properties. Your diet should include yogurt and other salt products such as cottage cheese and buttermilk. Then you can also rinse your mouth with milk of magnesia to coat the sores. Then a very effective first aid remedy is a toothpaste containing sodium bicarbonate instead of standard toothpaste, high in fluoride and other chemicals. This mixture can be used as a mouth rinse as well as swallow to help make the body more alkaline. Then antacids can soothe canker sores by reducing the acidity in your mouth that can irritate them. Try stress-relieving acupuncture exercises. Avoid constant stress. Take time to exercise, sleep, and relax. Also, avoid hard toothbrushes, bristles, or sharp edged foods such as potato chips or dried bread crusts. Too much acid from fruits and vegetables and spicy foods can also trigger mouth sores. Also importantly, keep the bowels regular to prevent toxic buildup. Walk regularly, walking in fresh air to oxygenate the body and stimulate bowel movement. Also, do not use the same toothbrush for longer than 1 month. Application of peppermint oil helps as it is an anesthetic agent. You can also mix coconut milk with honey and massage the gums twice a day. Then you can boil 2 cups of water, add 1 cup of fenugreek leaves that your mati leaves and remove. Cover and keep for some time. Strain the water and gargle 2 to 3 times a day. Then you can also try this remedy. Boil 1 teaspoon of coriander seeds in 1 cup of water. Remove when slightly warm. Gargle, repeat 3 to 4 times a day. Raw tomatoes helps with mouth ulcers. Mm. Gargle with tomato juice 3 to 4 times a day, and this also helps. Then mix 7 parts of sugar candy with 1 part of camphor. Apply on the blister. Mix a pinch of turmeric powder to a teaspoon of glycerine and apply, and avoid hot or spicy foods to minimize discomfort. And also, what you can also do is apply ghee or honey to regulate to the ulcer. Then castor oil is known to relieve heat from the body. If you get mouth ulcers, often apply castor oil in the affected area. It not only cures the ulcer, but also helps in easing out the heat. And drink coconut water and buttermilk every day. They will cool your body and help relieve the pain. And you can also help, in fact, have fresh juices like cranberry juice. It is said to help getting rid of ulcers. Try having cranberry juice after every meal. Well, that was some remedies for mouth ulcers. Let's go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to be taking your questions or concerns, or just share with us, you know, how did you prepare your kurbani meat, what types of marination and recipes did you use, and what types of food do you prepare for the hujjaj when they arrive. Our lines will be open, 011-854-1548. You can SMS or WhatsApp us on 082-565-8648. Stay tuned. Today's homemaking and cooking segment is combined, and we're basically just going to open the lines to all the listeners out there. And what's different about today's program is no recipes. We're giving the recipes a bit of a break, but anyway, you can call in and share with us and tell us, how did you prepare your kurbani meat, what types of marination and recipes did you use, also did you actually cook the kalachi the first thing in the morning, what type of spices did you use, how did you about cooking it, how did you enjoy it, and also what types of food do you prepare for the hujjaj when they arrive. Our lines are open, 011-854-1548. You can SMS or WhatsApp us on 082-565-8648. Adikaricha, you must have made the kalachi the first thing in the morning.
Oh yes, definitely we did, alhamdulillah. You know, when we cut, we slaughter our sheep, my own sheep first, and then from there the kalachi. By the time the men come from Eidka, the kalachi is already fried and ready for them to break the rosawa. And I promise you, the kalachi that you eat on the Eid morning will never ever taste. Even if you have it the next day, it doesn't taste as nice as the day you cut it and have it fresh.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's really, everybody actually looks forward to having it that Eid morning.
Okay.
And even the meat, I actually put it in a pressure cooker. By the time they come from the Eid towel, our meat is already on the breakfast table.
Mm-hmm. So what do you make, the mutton or chops?
The leg, because it's too fresh to cut the chops.
Yes, it's too fresh, yes.
So we just take the leg off and just wash it and marinate it. And I put it in the pressure cooker, and in no time the meat is totally, totally soft.
So you have your marination ready?
Yes. And you know, even the kalachi, it's so simple. You don't have to spice it a lot. It's just normal salt, pepper, little lemon juice, and you have to cook it in ghee.
Ghee, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you just fry it. It's quick fry. It doesn't even take 5 minutes, and your kalachi is totally cooked completely, but you have to slice it very thinly.
Okay.
Ghee.
Mm-hmm. And you just have the kalachi on its own.
Just to break it with rosa. So that
for
is
the sunna, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you take out the meat for the months. You make fresh samosas or fresh kebabs. So this is all what we normally, we don't put no chicken at all on our tables. For 3 days we don't.
Okay.
No chicken is allowed in the house. It's 3 days solid that we have only mutton or beef.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting. And it's a sunnah as well. Yes. It's so nice to keep up to this, you know.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes.
And I suppose if you keep up with it, the children learn from there and it carries on.
It carries on, yes. Jeez. Absolutely, yes. And what other parts of the sheep did you cook maybe days after the
Eid? I cooked a big pot of mutton tarkari for lunch. Okay, it was being Juma, we had to have some rice dish. And I made a big pot of mutton tarkari, and we all ate together and thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. And then even in the evening, we made the shish kebabs. There's so much you
from
can...
From the same...
Yes. We took up the meat from the leg, and we made the kebabs with it. Shish kebab on the braai also.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a stir fry, and we had some mantu. There's so many things you don't... There's so many things that you can make for...
What is mantu?
Mantu is... I think it's a, I don't know if it's a Lebanese or Arab dish. It's something, it's a mince with a dough, and you steam it. And you eat it with olive oil, vinegar and yogurt. It's absolutely divine. I think I must share the recipe.
Yes.
Inshallah, next week we'll do that.
Okay. Well, very interesting, you know, how you actually spent your Eid and you actually ate from the sheep. It is, like I said, it's sunnah, you know. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. All the years we've been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something I think if we don't do it, it won't be Eid for us.
Yes.
So we are so used to it by now, Jay.
And it goes from one generation to the next and you keep up with it. Alhamdulillah.
Jay.
Absolutely. And days after the undergraduate, did you marinate? How did you pack and freeze your meat?
Okay, well, then you cut it. You see, Alhamdulillah, with us, we have an advantage. I have a machine, slicing machine in my yard. So I just cut all my meat in big, big pieces.
Yes.
And I freeze it. It freezes much nicer and stays more nicer.
Mm-hmm.
So as I need, then we just slice up the meat. But I know majority of the women normally takes it to the butcher. And Alhamdulillah, this year I think the meat is so nice. And everybody is so happy. Because at the butchers, they pack it in styrofoam.
Yes.
And everything. You just come home and put it in your freezer.
In your freezer.
So
label
what happens, they label it. They, you know, if you want your legs whole or you want it sliced, you tell them and they do it for you the way you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So shukar, it's so convenient these days, like, you know.
Even the place where you're doing the slaughter, the farms, they actually do it for
they
you,
do
you
it
know.
For you, yes.
Maybe.
And they label it and you know exactly when you want it, you know what meat you want. You just take it out and defrost it.
Correct.
And cook it,
yes,
you.
Yes. Well, also we asking the listeners also, you know, how did you cook and marinate your Qurbani meat? We'd love to hear from you. And 011-854-1548, it's the on-air number to dial when I come live on air. And also we want to know from you is what types of food do you prepare for the Hujjaj when they arrive? And I know when you come back from Hajj, you feel... You only have so much of things, but you don't
home
know what.
Home food, yes, home food.
You say, I'm listening for this, but I don't know what I'm listening for. Just home food.
Gee.
Okay? So we'd like to hear from the listeners out there that what types of food do you actually prepare for the Hujjaj when they arrive? Well, there's a message coming through from Sister Aisha Dokra from Botswana. She says, Alhamdulillah, Eid was so lovely, and it is a sunnah to break the fast on Eid day with the Qurbani meat. I had decided to try fulfilling the sunnah. Hubby made Qurbani. Shukr, I was getting impatient as my tummy was growling. Kaleji,
oh.
I washed it with milk, removing the thin layer of skin, put a few deep slits, added lemon juice, salt, lemon pepper, garlic sauce, green masala, and a little and a dash of Worcester sauce, direct on the braai stand. And wow, it was lekker. Squeezed lemon juice, really enjoyed it. We further cooked Qurbani meat, dal and rice, and open fire outside. You know, Sister Amala, the flavor is just different.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, yes. And Sister Aisha is actually showing me the pictures here. And she's actually showing me the pictures of a kaleji, what she did on the
braai.
And how she's marinating the kaleji, and also the meat for her dal. And I think... There's lots of meat that you get, comes out of the sheep for your dal. You can use a neck,
you
bony
can use
meat,
the ribs.
Yes,
lots of people put ribs in the meat, in the dal. Well, it's in each individual's choice what they want to put.
Correct, yes. And Sister Zaira Mohammed, our health expert from Kamachipur, sent me the pictures of. She says here, boiled with salt only in pressure cooker for 45 minutes. That's the tongue.
Oh, okay.
The tongue, peel off the tongue skin, then slice. Eat it as it's lightly fried and give with chilies.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a delicacy, the tongue.
Yes,
yes.
It is a delicacy, even the
brain. The brain. Oh, I cooked it yesterday. Somebody gave me a nice recipe and my husband really thoroughly enjoyed it. It was cooked with methi bhaji. Methi bhaji and brains, but you will never say that it is brains. It was so, so tasty.
And how do you cook it? How do you preserve it?
No, the minute you make the brain, you take it, you clean it up nicely, and you steam it a little bit with salt and earth. Then you set it aside. Now it's already nice and firm.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, you take your methi bhaji, you make a nice vagar, you put your green masala, your salt, dry dana in, and you put your methi bhaji in. Cook it for a while, put some tomato inside. Then you take your steamed brains that are there, you cut it up into fine pieces, and you put it in there and let it cook for a while. And you will never say, if somebody don't know, they will never know that they're eating brains. But
you think it's
so tasty, yes.
Okay.
Or else it looked like chicken fillet in small pieces.
Really?
You will never say, but it was really very tasty.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice.
And then people have the tripe as well.
Yes.
Most of the Cockney people actually make the tripe, and it's actually a way of doing it.
But you see,
it's a way of cleaning it.
Exactly. You must, I don't eat it, but I know my sister and them down the road, they eat it. And she says you have to clean it immediately.
So immediately,
you take it out and it becomes a white like a towel.
Yes.
Then you can cook it. Some people make samosas with the tripe also.
They make it,
There's so many ways. People like it also.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, so I share, Dr. Hosna, what I'm making for my mom and dad when they're coming from Hajj. Inshallah, they arrive tomorrow morning.
Alhamdulillah.
Well, I've got lots prepared for them, yes, alhamdulillah. And we're very, really looking forward to seeing them after 6 weeks, mm-hmm. alhamdulillah. Well, Sister Zaira said there's a picture of the tongue as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the tongue, you have to preserve it.
Yeah, you have to preserve it.
You have to preserve it, mm-hmm. yes. And she put it into the pressure cooker, yes. Boiled with salt only in pressure cooker for 45 minutes.
Right.
Eat as it is or lightly fry and ghee with chilies. Yes, lots of people eat the tongue as well.
Mm-hmm.
Then also...
The knuckles, of course.
Oh, the knuckles, they call it the paya.
The paya, that lots and lots of people eat it. You have to clean the paya nicely to cook, and it makes a nice thick broth even. You know, it becomes the healthy part in there is the stickiness of the
You actually call it the bone broth, the bone broth is very, very, very healthy. I remember we did a couple of months, it was last year, I think we did the benefits of bone broth
bone.
With Sister Zaira Mohammed.
Yes, I remember.
There's lots of benefits of bone broth as well, yes. And you know, there's so much you can eat of the sheep, of the cow. The cow, you're going to get more mince, you're going to get steaks, you're going to get
the fillet
T-bone, fillet steak,
rum steak, sirloin steak,
different types of
all
steaks,
the different
you know.
Steak, and you get a lot of mince.
A mince, yes.
Where you can make lots of products with it. Like you can make bologna and shish kebabs and patties and sausages and all those type of things. And of course you get a lot of biltong also out from beef meat.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I think biltong is also how you spice it.
How you spice it, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Another thing is the sheep. There's lots of fat in the sheep. And
that fat
is very, very nice. Especially the fat that's wrapped around the stomach of the sheep. They call it a lace fat.
Mm.
It is like a lace piece of fat, and you take that out and you mince it and you use that in your kebabs, and the difference is, it is so nice. It's nice, the kebabs are so nice and soft with the fat.
Okay.
Especially when you're making shish kebabs, you have to put fat in there.
You have to put it.
It binds well, it stays nice and soft, and it's juicy.
Okay, here's a message here. So please, then, Sister Khadija, give a flop-proof recipe for ribs. I'm sitting with a lot of ribs.
Okay.
Yes, the ribs also you get from the... Mm-hmm. How would you marinate your ribs?
We did give it... some time back, we gave the ribs recipe.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't have it now on hand, but I know it's a sticky rub that they normally make.
Okay.
And you put it in the oven to cook.
Okay. Okay, here's a message coming through from one of the sisters. She says, Jazakallah. To you and Auntie Khadija, Jazakallah Khair so much for the biryani recipe you gave. It was a hit with my family.
Alhamdulillah.
Jazakallah for your feedback, and we're always delighted to, you know, hear feedback from the listeners out there. Yes. Then this one says, Salams, made a cheesecake for Eid. My topping of the cream wasn't firm and said, can you perhaps please advise me?
Probably you had to put a bit of gelatin inside. Normally they put it in your cheesecake filling.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you didn't put enough gelatin, or else you didn't put gelatin at all.
Okay.
Gee.
All right. Okay, let's go for a break. When we come back, we're going to be still talking more about the Qurbani meat, also what types of food you prepare for the Hujjaj when they return. Our lines are open, 011-854-1548. You can SMS or WhatsApp us on 082-565-8648. Stay tuned.
You are listening to Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Well, Dikacha, we're talking about Qurbani meat, and you spoke earlier on about the kalechi, about the brains, we spoke about the tongue, and you know, how do you get that smell of the meat, like the chops and the mutton, when you want to cook the Qurbani meat? I think that's one thing that people don't want to when we consume the qurbani, which was a smell.
Because of the smell.
Mm.
I think when you cook it, you must cook it nicely with lots of onion in there or else vinegar in it, just to take the smell away.
Mm-hmm. And I made chops yesterday, the qurbani chops. And what I did was I soaked my chops up in a bit of vinegar.
Yes.
Wash it out nicely again, a little bit of white vinegar again.
And it actually does take the smell away. You won't get no smell at all.
It cooks so quickly.
Yes.
It's so tender. It cooks so quickly. It's unbelievable.
The qurbani meat is just something different, really. It just cooks very nicely. I was surprised how quick my mutton got cooked on Eid day because I was doubting. You know, fresh meat takes a while. But alhamdulillah, it was so, so nice and soft.
Mm-hmm.
Where even, you know, you could just take it off the bone and it would come off.
Correct, yes.
It cooks so nicely.
And add your spices in your masalas in nicely,
yes.
Marinate it well as well. Braise it. I think the important thing is to braise
it. You said that braising story, you have to be very careful.
Yes.
You have to braise it nicely, especially if you're making it in a curry form.
And put a bit of meat tenderizer in as well. You don't get no smell, no.
No, you don't get a smell.
Absolutely nothing.
No.
The vinegar works wonders.
It does work wonders.
Believe me, it works wonders. Yes. And Khadija, what would you make for the Hujjaj when you come back from Hajj?
Well, each one is different individual.
Yes.
All will tell you, I'm listening for this and you lust for that. And, well, I suppose we at home will prepare it for them and then they'll just come and enjoy.
You know, nowadays when you go for Hajj, you know, your agent gives you so much of food that's home away from
home food, yes.
They had curry kichri, you have akni, you have biryani, you have dal and rice.
Mm. You even have a braai. We had a braai also. In fact, I took millimil worth and we made pap also. it was so, so nice when we went for Hajj. I remember we took millimil and we actually made the pap for the braai and it was so, so tasty. So, yeah. There's nothing you can't have there.
And especially when you move to Azizia, the agent makes sure that you can make, you know, good home food. We even have bologna from South Africa there for breakfast.
I'm sure.
I know with New Heights of Ramalik, we had bologna with masala eggs. You would give us a lovely braai. We had curry, kichri, aloo fry.
You name it.
It's like home away from home. Biryani. Mince biryani, chicken curry and rice, mutton curry.
It's no novelty nowadays. You know, when they come home, they'll just eat whatever there is on the table because they ate everything.
Baking, the work you get, the baklavas, croissants,
donuts, everything
you get.
Yes.
You but do. Maybe you just list for that person's hand food. You're listening for that person's hand food.
Exactly.
You know? So that's how it is. Yes. And our lines are open for listeners out there is, what types of food do you prepare for the Hujjaj when they arrive? And also share with us, how did you prepare your qurbani meat? What types of marination and recipes did you use? And how would you marinate ribs? Just give us a basic idea.
The ribs are more or less, you marinate it in salt, pepper. They put a bit of Worcester sauce, honey inside there. Black pepper, lemon pepper, a little bit of garlic, and you just marinate it in there, and then you put it in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And you cook it now nice and long, and then you crisp it in. Once the rubs are almost done, take it out from the foil and let it crisp nicely. So it's nice and tasty, but you have to marinate the rubs.
No, you must marinate it.
You have to marinate it for a while for it to get cooked nicely.
Okay, Sister Rashida from Word Bank says, yes, true, qurbani meat does taste different. We had chops, mutton curry, haleem next day. Qurbani place, we had grilled kalachi, sunnat of our Prophet, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It was yummy. Jazakallah, Sister Rashida. Then Sister Zaira Muhammad said, she says, eat kalachi. You've probably heard a lot about how important it is to eat organ meat, things like liver, kidney, tripe, heart, and even the brain. You know, we didn't speak about the heart.
Yes, we didn't speak about the heart. And you do get people, okay, I don't eat it, but people do eat it. Another thing is the kidneys. Oh, they are so yummy also. And you even leave it for steak and kidney pies.
Mm.
They are absolutely divine.
Okay. So what do these meats have that the muscle meat that we used to eat doesn't have? The answer is a lot. Organ meat is the most concentrated source of just about every nutrient, including important vitamins, minerals, healthy fats, and essential amino acids. In the olden days, yes, I used that term purposely vaguely because it's different for different cultures. Organ meat was revered and saved for those at the highest echelons of society. And also, you know, there's so much of things that, you know, that goes on with the organ meat as well, how nutritious it is as well. Then they say sometimes it was safe for pregnant women, sometimes the head of the family or tribe, sometimes the oldest members of the society, sometimes the hunters, etc. So each religion has its own somewhat organ meat, you know.
Yes.
And I remember my mom cooking liver once a week when I was a kid. I also remember hating it, which is strange because I look forward to it now. It's somebody's favorite and somebody's not so favorite as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a whole lot. Then to think, inshallah, we'll be sharing it with you next week about the benefits, the health benefits of organ meat. And she says also for the ribs, ear to leg mutton to cook with pilau or any foods, it gives so much of flavor to foods. But if you're cooking on its own, masala with salt, pepper, ginger, garlic, chilies, lemon juice, first 15 minutes cook on medium, high heat thereafter, slow cook until done. Do not add any flat as it will. Fat as it will release its own fat.
Yes, it does own it. It does have a lot of fat, so it releases its own fat.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it for the Qurbani side now. Let's talk more about the Hujjaj when they return, also what type of food. I think they're going to look forward to the desserts as well.
Yes, yes, they do. Although they do get the, it's not that they don't get, I mean, you get the cheese, different types of cheesecakes and the jellies and everything you do get. But you just look forward to your own home food.
Home food.
Even the baking and everything. You get everything there, but you just, when you come home, you want to have your own home food.
Like the Italian rice is different, the chicken curry is different, the mutton curry, the biryani is different. The spices they use is so different
to come home. What we use.
Food, you know. So they basically look forward to so much of that. And alhamdulillah, you know, it's so nice. You
everybody
know,
back home safely.
Home safely,
Ameen,
yes.
Ameen.
Like, accept the Hajj as well. And
Ameen.
I think we need to go and ask the Hujjajs to make dua for us also.
So, yes.
So, yes, absolutely. Then, just a quick one. Okay, we're talking about the cheesecake. She said a cream, didn't it? How much of gelatin should you put into that cream?
You use very little bit of gelatin. Like a half a teaspoon is more than enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then this one says, okay, there's more messages coming through. Okay, assalamu alaikum. Hope that Yasus is a wonderful Eid al-Adha. Start to cook chops recipe from food with flair. And it absolutely looks so, so divine.
Divine, Ji, okay.
She's actually got her chops in her pot, and she's got her ginger garlic as well, and she's going to add all her other marinades as well.
Okay.
So she sent us a picture of that, JazakAllah for that. This one says, Salam, so it's a versatile recipe for spare ribs cooked in a pot, make marinade with salt, lemon pepper, pounded green chilies, crushed garlic, barbecue spice, aromat, and mayonnaise. Marinate ribs and cook with water until done. Can add garlic sauce and omit crushed garlic, JazakAllah. Sugar, head, paya, biju, chopstick, tarkali, braai, etc. Tried all during the last few days.
You see here. Yeah.
And I think people also try to have fries, you know?
Yeah, no, the fries are also nice.
Okay, this one says, Salams, can you please tell me how to prepare the lungs of the sheep?
Oh, I never ever cooked the lungs of the sheep, so I really don't know how to prepare.
Wonder
if somebody can maybe assist in calling in and telling us how to cook it.
Okay. And would you cook it the same as the kalecha tikecha?
Yes, probably you will, because it's something that doesn't need much cooking to do, like, you know. I know a lot of people, what they do, they put the kidney, the liver, the lungs, everything together, and they just quick fry it also. Or you can make it like a tomato chutney and cook all of them in there. Also, it tastes very nice. They normally make, I also sometimes make a kalechi tarkari. With the fresh kalechi, it's also very nice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I suppose, you know, different people would like the Qurbani meat, different people would be put off the Qurbani meat, but certainly it is a sunnah, so try and use the Qurbani meat up. There's so much of parts you can use of the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we said, we get ribs, you get chops, you got the back leg, you can make the roast also.
Yes.
And the
back leg, you normally take out the mince from it, because the back normally always have more meat. So you take the mince out from there to make your shish kebabs or your normal kebabs. And then the front legs, you roast it whole in the oven. And then the neck, lots of people like the neck also. That's also very nice.
And the mince for the sheep, did you put the mince through the mincer?
Yes, it minces very nicely. And like I said, you must put a bit of fat. And then, yes, the goat again. the goat doesn't have a lot of fat at all.
Do you remember we did that?
Yes, we spoke
few weeks back with about the goat.
Yes, mm-hmm. And really very nice. The meat is much more lean. There's an absolutely, I remember we cut one goat this year, and you can actually see the difference between the goat and the sheep, because the sheep got much, much more fat in it,
mm-hmm.
and the goat don't have no fat in it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're making kebabs in that, you can add a bit of fat in your goat meat also.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make it, you know, that nice and juicy kebabs.
Mm-hmm, yes, mm-hmm. Even the meat can also be used for nice pot of biryani.
Yes,
as well.
Marinated mm-hmm. well in advance.
For your mutton korma, your karais.
Mm, there is so much you can do with the kurbani meat.
There's lots. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. How do they clean the paya, Tikarisha?
The paya, they normally cut off, they take off all the skin and then they make it nice and white. It has to be.
Do they burn it?
They in the olden days, they used to burn it, but I see now they don't burn it anymore. They just take the skin off. And then you just cut it in pieces and make it into your naan, you know, your soup. They make nahari with it.
Oh, yes. It's a Pakistani dish.
It's a Pakistani
yes,
dish.
Yes, nahari. Mm-hmm.
They have to have the knuckles in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, it's so much of benefit in all those, the bone meat.
Mm-hmm. I suppose it's how you cook it also.
How you cook it also. You have to prepare it properly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go for a short break. Do we have a caller?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
We have a caller online. Okay, let's go for it. Our first caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. How are you, Sister Rabia? Alhamdulillah.
Rabia speaking. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Okay. The lung.
Okay.
If you have a pressure cooker, cut it in small cubes, remove all the tubes.
Mm-hmm.
Those arteries, cut
yes.
it in small cubes, and boil it in a pressure cooker, or if you have a gas stove, boil it on a gas stove.
Mm-hmm.
And make a chutney like how you make for the baked beans.
Yeah. Okay.
And fry the kaleji, masala kaleji, separate.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the lamb is cooked, put it into the chutney and boil it.
With the kaleji in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. She's not going to
stop. I've been doing it for like 30 years now.
Mm. Is that so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's not going to for sharing, Sister Abhi.
And the fire, I think you must this thing in hot water. I also need to do it because I haven't been doing it because I haven't had anybody to do it for me. I'm going to attempt it, put it in the hot water and scrape the hair out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No, because the skin, that's the thing. Also, you have to remove the hair out.
Correct,
or
yes.
The sheep wool, whatever.
Correct, yes.
And then
skin.
Take it to the butcher and tell him to
slice it for you, yes.
The hoof off and slice it for you.
Yes. Correct, absolutely, yes, yes. Just like for sharing
and,
the
boil
that, yeah?
It, boil it in a pressure cooker or on the gas stove.
Okay.
It pulls a lot of current.
Pressure cooker would be better as well. It doesn't take very long as well.
No, I got a pressure cooker, but actually for my gas stove.
Yes, me too.
For plate gas stove.
Okay. Jazakala for sharing, Auntie Rabia.
Okay.
Jazakala, khair, assalamu alaikum. Very good advice she gave,
yes? She did, Jazakala.
Okay. All right. We lost the second caller, but they came dial back 011-854-1548. This listener says, Salam, vinegar works well. I soak 3 times in vinegar water and there's no smell.
No smell.
My family loves the herbs that I make with a recipe from Radio Islam website.
Yes, I know. We did give it, I remember. It really comes out nice.
Yes. Okay, let's take the second caller is back. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, then gone again. All right, let's try again with the second caller. They can call back again. Okay, this one says, I've got a message here, SMS here. This one says, Assalamu alaikum, we have a very fulfilling few days of Qurbani. My husband's 2 brothers' families come down from Durban. We open our roza with kaleji cooked with all spices, mustard powder, and lemon juice. Can add a little tomato sauce. Sunday was a lovely braai. My mum-in-law used to cut the lungs in 2 small pieces and boil with salt and arid, then make a chutney, and in all the spices, add lungs, and then cook for a while. Jazakallah. So basically the same way as Auntie Rabia had said.
Yes.
Let's take our second caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Sister, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
And you're calling us from?
I'm calling from KZN.
Okay, welcome to the program, sister.
Yes, Jazakallah. In fact, I'm cooking the petsu now, the lung.
You okay, call it the petsu in Gujarati. Yes.
Okay.
I'm cooking it today for my mom. She wants to eat it. She's 88 years old.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
And how?
So then you wash it a little bit in vinegar water, soak it maybe 5-10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you cube it, but compared to what size you want it. And then after that, you boil it, put it to boil.
Okay.
Yeah, let it boil, and you take that water out and put another clean water,
mm-hmm.
and let it boil again a little while. And you see, as it's getting soft, then you know it's ready for cooking now.
Uh-huh.
And then you make a wagar with ghee, put a little bit of onions, and put spices of your choice. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then if you want, you can add tomato in it. If you want to do it plain, you can leave it plain,
uh-huh.
and serve it hot like that.
Okay.
And even the kidneys, do you boil it first? Put a little bit of salt and other. And then you drain that water out. You put it in clean water and let it boil nicely till you feel it's getting nice and soft. And also that you put ghee wagar and put the spices of your choice. And alhamdulillah, it's very tasty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jazakallah for sharing. So Jazakallah so much for sharing, coming on in, calling us, and telling us how you're actually making your...
Yeah, it's all the old people's taste, ne?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Today the young people don't want to eat all that.
Oh, no, they don't want to, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Jazakallah,
sister. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, absolutely.
The main thing here again is you have to boil these organs and then make a nice vagar and cook it in there. Then, you know what, the taste is very nice in there.
Okay, a listener wants to know that when you're making all these organs and things, does it give off a smell?
No. Well, it will smell.
Okay.
It will smell, without a doubt. It's definitely
smell.
Going to smell if you're boiling it. Especially the ojri, the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
It will definitely. That's why if you got something outside, rather boil it outside and then you cook it. Then
okay.
At least it won't be so bad.
Okay, well, it's come to the end of a lovely program. I learned so much. And today, just talking about the sheep thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, and it's a really light-hearted program as well. No recipes. Inshallah, we'll be back with you next week again with some lovely recipes. And you can certainly look forward to another lovely program with us. Jazakallah so much. Jazakallah to all those who SMS, who WhatsApp, and to our two callers as well. Jazakallah khair. From me, Amara, and Al-Fajr Ibrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.